This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Term limits for state politicians is a concept that's caught on in recent years, and many states are feeling the results. When the Missouri state legislature convenes Wednesday, more than half of the lawmakers in the House of Representatives will be new because term limits forced out their predecessors. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU reports.
They're called freshmen, and new lawmakers like Kansas City Democrat Vicky Walker say it's an appropriate label. Just like a freshman in high school, she's desperately trying to find her way around a new building.
I can't find my mailbox. I located all of the bathrooms, so I'm fine there, but I can't find the mailboxes.
Walker is one of 90 new legislators in the Missouri House of Representatives, which consists of only 163 lawmakers. While some of the other 16 states with term limits have seen dramatic turnovers, the Missouri legislature is experiencing one of the highest turnovers in the country. Missouri passed term limits in the early 90s. With an 8-year limit on terms, most of Missouri's legislators hit the limit last year, opening the way for many new faces when the legislative session begins this Wednesday. But before then, these politicians have a lot to learn, and the job of teaching them falls to House staffers. Ted Weddle, the chief clerk of the House, says staffers basically have to teach many lawmakers Civics 101. But he says it's more complicated than just learning how a bill becomes law.
Because the process varies from state to state, there's a lot of things that are not obvious. Tell folks until they come down here. There's all kinds of things the legislature cannot do, like put together multiple subjects in a bill, have a bill that is not properly described in its title, have a bill that the title is so broad that it becomes amorphous.
Learning all these rules is going to take some time. Despite that, term limit supporters say it's a tremendous opportunity for the infusion of new ideas. The group U.S. Term Limits argues that new lawmakers will bring enthusiasm and a wide range of new perspectives to state houses. Missouri Republican newcomer Alan Isitt says while he's excited about the opportunity, he's aware of the challenge.
It's obviously overwhelming in that whenever you're coming into state government where there's a $19 billion budget and thousands of employees, and trying to get up to speed on everything at once is very, very challenging. There is a very long learning curve.
Learning what the legislature can and cannot do is only part of the lesson new lawmakers wrestled with during orientation. Some also learned a more cynical lesson that they seldom have to pay for a meal when they're in the capital city.
You got any beer?
I got some Bud Light.
At this reception and dinner, lobbyists for a wide range of educational groups picked up the tab. Critics of term limits have long raised concerns about savvy lobbyists being able to dupe naive newcomers. But John Aldani, who lobbies for St. Louis area school districts, says that won't be the case.
Every person, wherever they're coming from, whether it's education lobby, business lobby, whatever, really people have their work cut out for them in trying to get their message across. You're really not going to convince anybody with meetings like this. It really comes down to doing the legwork of the conversations with people.
Lobbyists aren't the only ones trying to get bills passed. Springfield Republican Roy Holland has served 6 years in the House and pushed for a number of education reforms. But he laments that in the upcoming session, those proposals will have little chance of passing.
Just about anything that passes the legislature, unless it's extremely simple or limited in its scope, usually takes a few years to develop some comfort with it, and these people are all going to be on edge and uncomfortable and so on.
Term limits supporters say it's a good thing to have a large number of new legislators, people who bring with them a healthy dose of skepticism. While the goal of term limits is to rid the Capitol of so-called career politicians, that hasn't exactly happened in Missouri. Many former legislators who once dominated debate on the House floor now haunt the Capitol halls, reincarnated as lobbyists. New lawmakers in Missouri say they're eager to get to work, even though few have immediate plans to draft legislation. First, they say, they have to find their mailboxes. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Jefferson City, Missouri.